You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up. This is your boy Sheriff. Let's get it.
All aboard! All aboard the Opportunist Bandwagon Express! Oh boy, this is gonna be a show of all shows to end all other shows! No offense to anybody else who's got a show, but your shit is over! I'm telling you, bro, I'm telling you! It's the Opportunist Bandwagon Express! Fuckboy Express coming through! Woohoo! Corrupt politicians are using this corona scam to push everything that they've been trying to pull on our nation for the past, I don't know, what, 100 years? Little did you know that they've been trying to push an ID to show that you've got some kind of vaccination for, since like, World War I. Yeah. It's Marconi. Yeah. So, they've been trying to do this over and over and over again. This is the definition of insanity, my friends. Yet, they're talking all about our own mental health. I got a suggestion. Why don't they mind their own fucking business? How about them apples? What about this hasn't worked for the past 100 years? Don't they get? It's not gonna work. They're seriously pushing every single agenda that they have been trying to get for the last 100 years. All except for the anti-gun agenda. Oh, how's that looking? I mean, do they just give up on it for now? Like, I don't get it. I mean, you know, I talked about the school shooting drills, and the next thing you know, coronavirus scam. They can't get over on you with the other crap, the school shootings anymore. I mean, like, you'd be foolish to even try. It's so stupid. How dumb do you gotta be? And do you think, what, we're just not gonna do anything about it? No, we're gonna be proactive. It's ridiculous. Stop the human trafficking. Just stop. You notice how they're telling everyone to stay inside, and we haven't heard a peep at all about mass shootings or shootings at all? I mean, seriously. The moment I release the shooter drills episode, go back through the episodes and check out the school shooter drills episode. And also, the moment that I had a presidential primary election rally scheduled is the moment they completely flipped the script and changed up this scam. What do you know? I mean, that's a little ridiculous, right? Is anybody seeing the ridiculousness here? I mean, I'm at a loss for words. Like, I can't even talk straight anymore. This is beyond stupid. People are acting beyond stupid towards each other right now. If you thought roasting and all that crap and trolling online was something, you should really go check out California Governor's Facebook page. That's what it's called, California Governor. Go there and see all the suck-ups that are sucking up to him and kissing his ass. But then say something that disagrees with it. Say anything that disagrees with it. Tell him he's nuts. Anything. And you will see the online trolls come out by the boatloads. Even if it's just one, it's still the fact of the matter that they seriously troll you. They are wishing death on you if you don't believe that there's a virus. Well, I hope you catch it and I hope you die from it. Wow. Wow, my man. Wow, that's right. Tell me how you really feel. Because if you ask me, you can go back to the fucking country your mom shat you out or twat from. For all I care. Go to prison for all I care. I don't care anymore, dude. I really don't care. See, we got our people in prison. And not these people who come here illegally. When they come here illegally, we might as well just give them a full wardrobe, a house, a car, a job, and a paycheck on top of that job that comes from the government for their kids and their families, and then give them food stamps. Let's just give them everything. Fuck us, fuck me, fuck you, fuck everybody. But if you come here illegally, Let me lick your asshole! God damn! I'm so fucking sick of this shit! You know what else I'm fucking sick of? Bill Gates acting like he's making the fucking house rules of America. What in the fuck is going on? Since when did Bill Gates become our fucking daddy? Bullshit. Suck my fucking cock, Bill Gates. You can get a fucking pie to the face again and again and again. God damn it. Somebody tar and feather this motherfucker. I'm so tired of this shit. This is bullshit. This whole fucking thing is bullshit. You got people lining up outside for 20 fucking minutes just waiting just to get into the fucking store? Are you fucking kidding me? Everybody is sick of your bullshit. Flip your fucking magical so-called light switch on and quit fucking playing. You think that this quote-unquote virus ain't going away? Fuck you. It doesn't exist. It was never here in the first place. Just fucking admit it, you asshole. All of you. You ought to be fucking ashamed of your goddamn selves. I'm sick and fucking tired of your scams and your bullshit. Fuck you, motherfucker.
I hope you die and catch the coronavirus and die.
Shut the fuck up. Fuck off. You know, since when do we take orders from a nerd named Bill Gates? Like, seriously, what was that war movie, the computer war movie? God, I bet you that was his biggest fucking dream, is to play computer nerd wars. Like, what the fuck? Since when did he become our daddy? Since when do we let a nerd named Bill Gates tell us what to fucking do? Never. Ever. Not at all. Never. Fuck him and his fucking stupid, crazy-ass psycho wife. Fuck them both. They are both just as batshit fucking birdhouse crazy. These motherfuckers are birdcage crazy. Hoo-hoo, cuckoo, fucking nuts. You think me doing this is fucking nuts? No, I'm fucking pissed off. There's a fucking difference. Get your fucking mind out of my asshole. Fucking asshole. Seriously. You know, Melinda Gates and all her psycho buddies, speaking of, they're fucking training dogs to sniff out a fucking fairy tale. If you haven't seen A Call for an Uprising's video about this shit, you need to. You absolutely have to see this shit. I don't remember if it's on his YouTube or on his website, acallforanuprising.com, but it's out there, and you've got to see this shit. These dogs are trained to smell something on you, okay? They say dogs can smell diabetes and shit, but now, what, they can just smell something that doesn't fucking exist? Hello, coronavirus, COVID-19 doesn't exist. It's never been isolated in a fucking petri dish for you to look at and say, yep, that's it. That's the virus. No. Because it doesn't fucking exist. You got all these people dying on these goddamn ventilator fucking systems, and you're not admitting that that's what's happening. You're a sick fucking individual. You're killing people. Those are the real deaths, not no fucking virus deaths. They go shoving that ventilator down in your system, and guess what? You got a weak immune system, you're fucking dead. It happened to my grandpa, that's how I fucking know. A phlebotomist. Phlebotomist fucking told me all about it. Yeah, phlebotomy, whatever the fuck. They explained to me why my grandpa died. So yeah. Yeah. I'm telling you the fucking truth. I got no goddamn reason to lie to you. I'll tell you what though, I got a goddamn reason to be pissed off. You're killing my fucking people. It's like that dude said about fucking Dimebag Daryl and shooting all his friends. You're shooting and killing all of my fucking friends. Hello? Fucking asshole. Scumbag motherfucker. Fuck you, Bill Gates. Fuck you, Trump. Fuck you all. Fuck you, Joe Biden, you rapist piece of shit pedophile fuck. Fuck you. But yeah, they're training dogs to sniff out a fucking virus that doesn't exist. And if they smell it on you, guess what? You gotta quarantine. No fucking thank you. I think I'm fine living as a free man. If there's something fucking wrong with me, believe me, I will take care of myself and go to the fucking hospital. If I was fucking nuts, I think I would fucking admit it, and I would know, and I would admit myself to a fucking hospital. Hello? Dumb motherfucker. If there was something wrong with me, I'd go seek a fucking therapist. God damn. What, you think that we can't manage our own mental health? Fuck out of here. It's a free fucking country. You don't like it? Go to hell. God damn. How about I shove a cold, wet dog nose up their ass and find all the children that Bill and Melinda Gates are fucking sex trafficking? How about that? You know, house bitch of Bill and Melinda Gates was busted for child porn. I think I said this on another podcast, but we're bringing it up again. Their house bitch was busted for child porn. They couldn't find the guy at his own house, so they went to Bill and Melinda Gates' property, and guess where they found him? Bill and Melinda Gates' house on a property. Then they busted him there for the fucking child porn. Not just child porn, but forcible fucking child rape. Why are we even giving this piece of shit and his wife any money or a fucking platform? Liquefy their fucking assets. Drain their accounts. Seize their fucking assets. Hello? Hell fucking low? Or are you in on it? Are you in on a big fucking Corona stupid ass scam? God damn. Man, fuck y'all. All y'all. All y'all motherfuckers. Y'all are all scumbags. You know, Bill Gates can't possibly be the fucking head of this scam. The biggest nerd on the fucking planet is the head of this fucking scam? Yeah, right. Yeah, right. More like fucking Chuck Schumer or something. More like Donald Trump or something. Even Donald Trump can't be the fucking head of this shit. There's someone far more sinister at the head of all of this. There's gotta be. Somebody we've never fucking heard of. You know, like, who put Donald Trump up for election? You know? It's gotta be somebody that we've never heard of. You may know him, one of you may know him, but to the general public, we do not. But people in Hollywood know him, or her. It's gotta be somebody we don't know. It can't be Jim Murren. It's gotta be somebody else, somebody we don't fucking know that refuses to be out in public. Who is the snake in the grass? It really makes you wonder, doesn't it? It makes you want to know, who in the fuck is it? But anyways, moving on. What's Baraka been up to? Baraka Insano Obama. For real, what's he been up to? Oh, he's been all over Netflix. He's had Netflix special after Netflix special after Netflix special after Netflix special. Yeah, he's got more fucking Netflix specials than a fucking Joe Coy. God damn, this motherfucker's got everybody and all of his fucking friends who suck him and Michelle's dick a fucking Netflix special. That's what I'm talking about. So why is Captain Baraka Insano Obama all over Netflix's nuts? Why? Because they're fucking lucrative, that's why. They're paying everybody else but anybody with a fucking great idea and great content. If you've got shit bad content, sure, put your shit all over there. You know, there's videos disappearing from Amazon. Shit can't get scheduled right on fucking Netflix. And Hulu's a lost cause. We all know Hulu's a lost cause. It's like fucking, you might as well be watching local TV. They want you to pay extra for no commercials. Why is that? Netflix doesn't make us do that. Amazon doesn't make us do that. Why is Hulu the only fucking dirtbags doing that? Makes no sense. And then, if you get live TV, if you order their live TV shit, your regularly scheduled programs Like, let's say you want to watch South Park back to back to back. That's not going to happen. You're paying extra to have the live TV. Plus, out of that extra money, none of it is going to commercial free for the regular shows. Anybody pissed off about that as I am? Let's say I want to watch fucking football. And then after I'm done, or up until the game I want to watch, I want to watch something else. I got to go through all these fucking commercials. I just want to point that out. Since we're on the subject of fucking streaming. But since we're on the subject of fucking screaming, fuck you, Bill Gates. Fuck you. Fuck you, Donald Trump. Fuck you. Fuck you, Joe Biden. Fuck you. Fuck you all. Fuck all y'all some bitches. Fuck you, Chuck Schumer. Fuck you, Nancy Pelosi. Fuck you, Maxine Waters. Fuck you, Eric Holder. Fuck you. Fuck you, you son of a bitch. Fuck you, Barack Insano Obama. We all know you're fucking Osama bin Laden. You know what's funny? Is that people who try to deny the fact that it is Osama bin Laden and say that I lost them whenever I bring it up. That is absolutely fucking batshit crazy. You're not open to learning new things. That's what it comes down to. People are so goddamn stubborn these days that they are not open to learning shit. Because they already know everything, I guess. I don't know. And I don't care. I don't give a fuck. The thing I give a fuck about is the people who are pretending to not know shit. There is an insane amount of people who pretend to not know shit. But then the more you talk to them, the more they're revealing that they actually do know. See, that's the thing. How many people are pretending to not know and then tormenting you and then dragging the whole fucking subject all out into the open and making you look like a fucking fool in the process? How many people are really fucking doing that? You'd be fucking surprised. You would be absolutely floored to realize how many people are just sitting there fucking with you. And they get off on this shit. They're praising the devil on this shit. They fucking love tormenting you. The people you live with. Think about all the arguments, the useless arguments that you've been in with people who are supposed to love and care and cherish you and be there for you and all that shit. Really think about that. Who is it? Your loved one? Is it the person you're sleeping with? Are you actually sticking your dick in that bitch? Think about it. Think about how fucking crazy these people are driving you. And then you've got to ask yourself, don't ask them, but then you've got to ask yourself, what the fuck are they getting out of this shit? What could they possibly gain tormenting me and pretending like I'm some fucking kind of dumbass piece of shit when they're the scumbag piece of shit who's fucking with me? Seriously. I don't get it, man. I don't fucking get it. You know, money is tight and people are coming after your money also. That's fucking nuts. Y'all are crazy.